So, have you noticed your auto loan portfolio looking a little shakier than usual? If you're in auto lending, you're probably feeling it already. We're tackling something pretty urgent today. Auto finance is at a genuine turning point, with delinquencies and defaults climbing to levels we haven't seen since the Great Recession. And on top of that, the CFPB is turning up the heat on compliance.
Absolutely. The numbers are hard to ignore. According to recent data, the overall 60-plus day delinquency rate reached 1.38% in the first quarter of 2025, exceeding the 1.33% peak in 2009. And if we look at subprime borrowers specifically, delinquencies hit a record 6.65% in October, the highest since tracking began in 1994.
Wow, those are some serious red flags. And it's not just delinquencies, right? We're also seeing repossession surge.
Exactly. About 1.7 million vehicles were repossessed in 2024, the highest number since 2009. However, repossession numbers are projected to be even higher in 2025. Auto loan defaults exceeded 2.3 million last year, surpassing those recession-era peaks. The foreclosure rate on auto loans is now sitting at around 8%.
That's staggering. So what's driving all of this? I mean, we're not in a full-blown recession like we were back then.
Right, it's actually a mix of factors converging at once. First, there's the lingering impact of those 2020 to 2022 lending practices. Standards loosened during the pandemic, especially for subprime segments. A lot of borrowers took on longer-term, high-interest loans on overvalued vehicles. Now those car values have declined, while loan balances remain high. So many folks are underwater.
It makes sense. And affordability must be playing a role too, yeah?
Definitely. The average monthly payment for new cars is around $749, while used car payments average $529. Add rising interest rates on top of that, and vehicles are just harder to afford for a lot of households. I actually had a friend who financed a used SUV in 2022, and when he tried to trade it in last year, he owed $3,000 more than it was worth. He's still making those payments.
Ouch, that's the underwater situation you mentioned. Plus, all those pandemic-era support programs have ended. Stimulus checks, forbearance programs, pause student loan repayments, those safety nets are gone.
Exactly. Borrowers are now exposed to the full weight of their financial commitments again. And even though headline inflation has moderated, essential costs like housing, food, and energy remain elevated. Many households are having to choose between basic needs and debt obligations.
So to everyone listening, if you're wondering whether this is temporary or structural, it sounds like it's a bit of both. Now, let's talk about the regulatory side, because the CFPB just released a pretty revealing report in October. What are they focused on?
The CFPB is really zeroing in on three main areas: add-on products, repossession practices, and general servicing issues. With add-on products like gap coverage and vehicle service contracts, examiners found that some auto finance companies charged consumers for these products but failed to explain they were optional or obtain proper consent. The CFPB views that as an abusive practice.
And even when those add-ons were marketed by third-party providers, the lenders are still on the hook, right?
That's correct. The CFPB holds the auto finance companies responsible for their service providers' actions. They're directing companies to revise their policies and ensure marketing materials aren't misleading. Other issues include financing gap on vehicles with salvage titles, where the product has no value, and making it overly difficult for consumers to cancel add-ons or get refunds. You'd think canceling an add-on would be easier than canceling a gym membership, but apparently not.
Ha, right? That point about service provider accountability sets up our next piece, repossession compliance. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
When auto loans go south and deficiency balances pile up, lenders need a partner who gets it right. Southwest Recovery Services specializes in automotive finance collections with over 100 years of combined team experience. They handle repossessions and charged-off car loans with courteous communication, proactive follow-ups, and strict compliance with federal and state regulations. Operating on a contingency-only basis, they charge nothing up front. Learn more at swrecovery.com.
Picking up on service provider accountability, how is the CFPB approaching repossession practices specifically?
They found that some entities were repossessing vehicles after consumers had already made sufficient payments to avoid repossession, or after they'd been granted extensions. Others repossessed vehicles before confirming they even had a valid lien. The CFPB considers these unfair practices because they cause substantial harm, lost wages, for example, and consumers can't reasonably avoid the injury since they'd already taken action to prevent it.
Right, exactly. And again, even though repossession is often outsourced, the contract holders and servicers are ultimately responsible.
Right. The CFPB has been very clear that lenders must ensure their repossession-related practices and those of their service providers don't violate the law. They're not letting companies off the hook just because they hired someone else to do the work. In other words, you own the outcome, even if you don't own the process.
So what should lenders be doing right now to manage this environment? I mean, you can't just wait and hope things get better.
There are really three strategic actions lenders should prioritize. First, strengthen early risk detection. Use tools that can identify signs of borrower distress before delinquency actually occurs. Second, improve efficiency with automation. Reducing operational costs while increasing collections through omnichannel engagement is key. And third, reinforce your compliance infrastructure. With regulatory scrutiny growing, every borrower interaction needs to be well-documented, compliant, and defensible.
Those make a lot of sense. How do you think this plays out over the next year or two?
Short-term, I think we'll continue to see elevated delinquencies and repossessions, especially within those 2021 to 2023 loan vintages. Lenders are going to tighten underwriting, which means fewer approvals. And there's rising reputational risk for anyone using aggressive servicing tactics. Midterm, though, we should see gradual normalization as those risky vintages age out and loan-to-value ratios improve.
And the CFPB isn't backing off anytime soon. They're actually seeking approval to collect data annually from auto finance companies originating as few as 500 loans per year.
Right, that's a significant expansion of oversight. They want to collect information on add-on products, repossessions, all the things we've been talking about. So companies that might fall under future data collection requirements should definitely take note and get their houses in order now.
One thing I find interesting is that this isn't just hitting subprime borrowers anymore. Prime borrowers are feeling the strain too, aren't they?
Absolutely. Early stage delinquencies across all tiers reached 1.13% in September 2025, up from 1.02% the month before, the highest level in 5 years and near the pre-pandemic peak of 1.15%. The share of prime borrowers dropped from 34% to 32.7%. And even super prime borrowers are showing cracks. Severe stage delinquencies among super prime surged over 300% year over year.
That really shows how widespread the stress is. Auto loans have risen more than 50% in delinquency rates since 2010, making them one of the riskiest major credit products out there today.
Exactly. And when you combine that with record vehicle prices, elevated monthly payments, and higher insurance costs, it's a pretty fragile credit environment overall. Lenders who adapt early by prioritizing borrower insights, operational agility, and compliance rigor are going to be the ones who come out stronger on the other side.
So if you're listening and you're involved in auto lending or financing, the message is clear. This is a critical moment. The tools and data are available to respond strategically, but you've got to act now. Thanks so much for breaking this down with us today.
My pleasure. It's a challenging time, but there are real steps lenders can take to protect themselves and their borrowers.